Mine's there already. Okay, Torah on Miketz, Chanukah Maimer, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, all the way at the bottom of the first column. Okay, now the Rebbe is explaining the difference between Aspaklaya Me'ira and Aspaklaya She'ina Me'ira, a magnifying glass or a mirror. So normally, there's an, like Moshe Rabbeinu was Aspaklaya Me'ira. Moshe Rabbeinu saw levels of Elokus that nobody else saw. But there's still a level of Aspaklaya She'ina Me'ira, which is the mirror that reflects the person. And the advantage of that is you could see behind you, which a magnifying glass can't. It only sees in front of you. So he says, "V'inyan aspaklaya delay nahoda." Second line from the bottom of the first column. "V'inyan aspaklaya delay nahoda." And this inyan of aspaklaya that doesn't meaning a mirror. Hu b'chol me'idecha is the level b'chol me'idecha. Meaning like this: neshama lemaila is really seeing Elokus. What's the advantage of the neshama coming down into the world? The neshama coming into the world is to go higher than it was before. That's the level of Or Chazer, the neshama coming down, bouncing back up to a level greater than before. That's the level of B'chol Me'idecha, Hanu and Yiri, the son of Neshama Beguf, the descent of the neshama in the body. Yiri, the Tzair Chaliyah. You descend for the sake of elevation, the hafich nefesh habamis. To transform the nefesh habamis means to elevate the nefesh habamis, which is the concept of Or Chazer. Vayidei b'chinas iskafi v'ser hapcha. B'chol meidecha, and through the level of breaking, of transforming evil. B'chol meidecha b'li gvul. L'mayla min ha-keli, which is a level higher than the keli, of nim shoch momayla gamke, then it becomes from above. Shalei b'seder, but that chistalshus meir er elyon. Meaning like this, Rebbe explains. Whatever we do, Hashem reacts to. When we go beligvul, when we go on a level of transforming evil, breaking evil, meaning we're breaking the norm. Then Hashem breaks the norm and reveals levels of Elokus that he normally wouldn't reveal. Like he explained before, what's the mirror? There's something blocking it from behind. There's something blocking it from behind, so then you go higher. When the body blocks the neshama, so then the neshama goes up greater. The nefesh habama is taka blocks the kedusha of the neshama. Achin ein adavar amosuch mosul av shu master lagamri, but the goof and the nefesh habama is not a thick backing. The Rebbe explained before that a mirror has to have a thin backing. If it has a thick backing, then you don't have a mirror. He says, the nefesh habamis and the guf is not a thick covering, it's a thin covering, and therefore the person is able. Yochel is kafi, said hapis is hapcha, to break evil. And transform evil, then it becomes er chazer. Then it becomes a bouncing back revelation, kamei bischuchis. Shai de hamos, or hamastin. By the covering that conceals, comes a new revelation. In other words, like this. The neshama in Gan Eden can only see Elokus straight. Because there's no blockage. So you see through the glass. And it's a magnifying glass. So you see the ray of the Shekhinah. But when the neshama comes down, and then it becomes this covering of the neshama, and yet the person breaks evil and transforms evil. So what happens? They create the level of Or Chazer, that now the neshama not only sees frontwards, he sees backwards also. But one second. V'yachol liris. Achaz ha'erchod ha'nu she'yachol liris gam yachurav. U'kamei king. Achaz she'nesapach nefesh ha'bamis. After you transform the nefesh ha'bamis, as ha'idei b'chinus b'chol me'idecho. Through the level of b'chol me'idecho, nitoitz v'er ha'mer gam king. You get, even in the Or Yashar, even in the straight light, you get more than it was before the neshama came into the body, because it's Yiri Tzer Chalil. He says like this, by the neshama coming into the body, not only do you gain that the nefesh elevates itself, or chayzed, but even the Or Yashar, even the magnifying glass becomes stronger. What's the advantage of seeing what's behind you? It means it's, okay, we learned already, we mentioned the other day, the sun shines, you can get burnt. Yeah? But when the sunlight bounces off the earth, you can get more burnt than you could from the direct sunlight. Why? Because it becomes more powerful. When you take a ball and you throw it hard on the ground, the ball goes up higher than the place that you threw it from. That's what Er Chayzim means. That's what he means, you see behind you. Meaning, it comes from lower to higher. The lower, so to speak, behind you. It's lower. The lower goes higher than it was before you even came down. But here, the Alter Rebbe is saying, not only do you gain Er Chayzim that you didn't have before, because in Gan Eden, there's no blockages. Right? What did he say? The mila of a blockage is that you can see behind you. Right, you can see what's going on behind you. He says the mila, the advantage of the nefesh habamis, blocking the nefesh olikis. It's not a thick blockage because then you don't have a mirror. It's a blockage that you can control. The person could overcome the nefesh habamis and reach a level that he never reached before. It makes sense, but that's not what it says. And he said, "V'inyan giliza yishleimer." This gilui that you get more than you had before can be explained on the Shin is bar b'mokam acher. In the level kedushos ilamayla mikedushas. Okay, it says like this: Kedeshim tiyu. His famous word to the Maggid, whose yahrzeit was yesterday. Kadeshim tiyu ki kadeshoni. It says in the pasuk, you should be holy because I am holy. So the Medrash says, simply the Medrash means like this, yachol kamayni. You might think that you could be like me. You think you could be like me? No. Kedushasi lemaylem kedushaschem. My kedusha is greater than yours. That's the simple meaning of the Medrash. The Maggid said a completely different interpretation of the Medrash. And it's not a question and an answer. Do you think you could become as great as me? So Hashem said, no, I'm greater than you. He says, no. Yachol kamein, it's a statement. You could be as great as me. Why? Because kedushasi lemaila, the kedusha I have up there, is mikdushaschem coming from you. That's what the Rebbe is going to explain now. Because the question is, like, of course, Hashem's kedusha, I need a medrash to tell me Hashem's kedusha is greater than ours, it's self-understood. But what does it mean, the Maggid said? You could be as great as me, Hashem says, which is a remarkable concept. Why? Kedushas is lamayla. This that I have kedusha up there is mi kedushaschem from your kedusha. Who makes me holy, Hashem says? You guys do. So of course you can be as holy as me. You make the kedusha. Eladar Tzuleimar. Ki ha-mitzvah same b'chinas keser k'mesh kosel il. Because mitzvahs come from the level of keser, which is higher than world. So normally world has chokhmah down. What happens over here? There's a level, even a greater level of Kedusha. Keser is composed of two parts. Atik and Arich. Right? Because like we learned, Keser, it says in Chassidus and Kabbalah, is the mamutza, the intermediary between Hashem and world. Anytime you have an intermediary between A and B, there's part of it that's A and part of it that's B. If you have a chain link, yeah? Or link chain. You have three links. One, two, three. So two that connects one to three is partially in A and partially in C, right? So if Keser connects, is the intermediary between Hashem and us, there's two parts of Keser. One is God and one is us. What's that mean?
Napoleon ice cream.
Huh?
It's like Napoleon ice cream. It has. No, not exactly.
No, because then it loses.
Vanilla chocolate?
No, no, no.
Yeah. The strawberry and vanilla are next to each other. They have the.
They lessen each other's greatness.
That's chesed.
In other words, if you want good vanilla, you don't buy Neapolitan and eat the vanilla.
Yeah, because it has
because it's weakened. It's not the same. Let me. I'll give you a lesson about that later. I know bechinas atik. So there's a level of atik which is bechinas tachteinu shabamaisel, which is called the lower level of elkus or bechinas arich hampin, and the lower level arich, which is sheirish and etzalim, the source of world. That's what it says. You could be like me. Which is a level of Atik. So here he's not learning like the Maggid. He's saying the stole a question. You think you could be like me? So he's saying you can't. So he said, what does it mean? You think you might reach Atik. No, you can only reach Arich. What does Atik mean? Shenetak v'nivdo b'chinas ha'yemim, which is the levushin that becomes a mitzvah. Okay, let's just have low vocabulary words. The six sviras are called zo, ze'er ampin. Right? You have seichel and midas. Seichel is chochem bin and das. The six sviras, not malchus, the chesed v'at v'es netzcha yisayid, are called zo. What does zo stand for? Ze'er ampin. Ze'er Ampin means a small face. Ze'er Ampin in Aramaic means a small face. Then you have Keser. The lower level of Keser is called Arich Ampin. Arich Ampin means a long face, which means that it's much greater than the short face. The short face of the six feet of Sinatzilis is limited. Keser, Arich Ampin means a broader, greater face. The higher level of Keser is called Atik Yoimin. What does Atik Yoimin mean? Removed, Atik means removed from days. What does it mean, removed from days? Sviras are called Yoim. The Sviras, Sviras means to shine also. The 10 Sviras are called Yoim. Why? Because Yoim shines, so Sviras shines. So the Sviras are called Yoim. So, the level of the Arich Anpin, long face, means it's still a long face. It's a face. It's connected to the Sviras. Zed Anpin is a lesser level. Atik Yemin is a level which is removed from world, means it's completely above Sviras. There's no Sviras there. It's not even connected to the Sviras. It's like we said, on the crown, part of the crown goes on top of the head. That's Arich Anpin. And the crown that's above the head, that's called Atik Yemin. That's Hashem's level. Therefore, where's the precious stone of the king? Not in the part that's on the head. It's in a higher level of the crown, because that represents a higher level of in Kedusha. It's a higher level of Kedusha or a higher level of royalty than it is in the lower level.
Atik also means old, no?
No. Yeah, but not in this reference.
Atik Yemin is Keser and
Arich Ampin is the lower level of Keser. means a long face. Atik and Arich. Atik, the full name is Atik came and me removed from Sfiris. The higher level of Kesser. There's two levels of Kesser, he's saying.
And lower level Kesser is?
Arich Hempin.
And the stone that Alter Rebbe talks about for the Hasidic is from the higher.
Of course, from the higher. Where's the crown jewel? The crown jewel is from the Esser.
And Galgulta?
Huh?
Galgulta?
No, that's Arich.
And
what's how do you say short face?
Ze'er Hempin. Zoh.
That's the Zoh.
Zoh. That means short face means less revelation. Arach Hempin, long face means a greater revelation.
And Arach Hempin is again?
In Kesser.
Kesser?
The lower level of Kesser.
Lower level of Kesser.
Well,
and that's Shaykh to the worlds?
Ze'er Hempin doesn't have Chabad
in it. Arach Hempin doesn't have Chabad.
It has all 10 spheres.
Not really. Zed Ampin is also composed of all 10 spheres.
So, Arich Hempin.
Why does this emphasize the Shabbos a lot? We see it before Kiddush, we see it throughout.
That's the level of Shabbos. Zed Ampin, Atika Kadisha. If you know that each one of them, Friday night, Shabbos day, Shabbos afternoon, the order is switched around based on that level of Shabbos. Friday night is one level. Give me just a second there. In the Kiddush Friday night, before here, Doisi Dosa Friday night, you say a Chakal Tapuchin Kaddishin, Zed Ampin, Atika Kaddisha. Shabbos day, what you say before? Here. Friday night is Chakal Tapuchin Kaddishin, Zed Ampin, and then Atika Kaddisha. Shabbos day is Atika Kaddisha, Chakal Tapuchin Kaddishin, then Zed Ampin. And what you say, Shabbos afternoon. Here you say, Doi Sudasa, the Zed Ampin, Atika Kaddisha, Vachakata Pochen Kaddisha.
So it's the highest level.
That's why Friday night you say, Vinuchuva. Shabbos morning you say, Vinuchuvai. And Shabbos afternoon, Vinuchuvam. These are the three levels of Shabbos.
So Shabbos afternoon.
What is Chakata Pochen?
Holy apple orchard.
Shabbos afternoon is the highest level of Shabbos?
Shabbos afternoon is the highest level of Shabbos.
Driving
the whole island.
What level does...
I don't know. It's barely I know that I know the level vocabulary words. I don't know.
Al-Khampim is which part of Kesser?
Al-Khampim is lower level of Kesser.
Which is what? Hashayich to Elamas?
Yeah.
Kesser. So it's Malchus
the of Kesser. The Kesser that's on top of the head, but connected.
It's Malchus of Kesser.
No.
And Atik Yomin is the higher
level. The higher level of Kesser.
Rabbi, I don't understand how Zerampin has all 10 and not just 7.
Yeah, that's what I thought also.
You know, you get the number 70 in the Shamas of Yaakov Vino, 70 nations. What is that?
Seven
meters composed of 10.
But it's really 7 meters.
Yeah, 7 meters composed of each. Of Chochmah, Sheba, Chesed, Bina, Sheba, Chesed, Gvor, Sheba, Chesed, Chesed, Sheba, Chesed, Gvor.
Zerampin is Zav, which is the seven.
Six, not Malchus. Zav is six, not seven. Because Kudshabrichus Chinte, Zoh and Malchus.
So
the Yichud Zoh and Malchus is the Yichud between the six fetus, which is the masculine, which is the son, and Malchus, which is the feminine, which is the daughter.
So Zer Ampin is only the 6 meters, or all everything under Kesser?
Zer Ampin is the 6 meters. Under Kesser, you have Chochm, Bin, and Das, yeah. And you have six fetus, which is Zoh, and then you have Malchus.
So Arif is 10.
I don't know why Arich is then. Arich officially is higher than Sfiris. Sfiris begins in Chochmah.
There's no Sfiris vector, it's or Pashut.
Sfiris begin in Chochmah. Relatively speaking, to levels higher than that, Kesser, there's 10 Sfiris in Kesser.
There's potential, that's potential for Sfiris in Kesser.
Even Atzilus, if you remember, when we learned the Maimon Pasach Eliyahu, the Alter Rebbe said even the 10 Sefiros in Atzilus are not 10 Sefiros. 10 Sefiros actually begin in Biyah. It's the source of the 10 Sefiros.
One is great mind, homogeneous.
Homo fool, if you want, man, what I think about it. Okay. It's good to know vocabulary words, even though we don't know what the heck we're talking about. Okay, so he says, Tamalem kedushasi leman kudashka, like 6 lines from the end of the paragraph. Shah mitzvahs mamshechem bechinas arich hampin, mitzvahs bring down from the level of arich, which is the ratzin. Remember, what are mitzvahs? The will of Hashem. Will of Hashem is arich. Atik is tainug. It's a level above will. Because will, okay, you have the 10 spheres. Let's go, I'll say this 101. The 10 spheres are intellect and feelings, right?
Yeah.
Now,
an action.
Willpower, no, those are not spheres. That's machshava dibur ma'aseh. That's a levushim.
Malchus is not action?
No. Malchus is a sphere. Then you have the 3 levushim, machshava dibur ma'aseh. Now, above intellect is willpower. Right? Why should a person learn where they want to learn? Because when you want to do it, it's going to affect the seichel. Because willpower is above seichel. Like real physically, will, the will of a person, influences our seichel and our midas, because it's above it. But will means I'm drawn to something. What Ratzin means, I want something, that means I'm drawn to that thing, I'm connected to that thing. That's why the word Ratzin, Chassidus says, is the letters Tzinur. Ratzin is the same letters as Tzinur, which means a pipe. What does a pipe do? A pipe connects A and B. Right? You want to bring a pipeline, right, from Alaska. So it connects Alaska with America. Well, it's also America, but... So a pipe, Ratzin is the willpower. Arich is the will, is the level of Ratzin, which is above Seichel. Because the 10 spheres begin from Seichel. Ratzin is above it.
One second.
Atik is a level of Tainug, which is pleasure. Pleasure means you're not drawn to anything. Pleasure is what you have. It's totally you. It's not drawn to anything. So Arich Ampin is the Ratzin because it's the source of Chochmah. Right? So it's connected to Chochmah. It's drawn to Chochmah. It's a pipe to Chochmah. Therefore, Arich Anpin is called, in Chassidus, in Kabbalah, Arich is called Ratzin, and Atik is called Tainuk. Yechidah Shebenefesh, by the way. So now, Arich is the will, power, and therefore mitzvahs, which are the will of Hashem, originate in Arich. Therefore, when you do a mitzvah, what level of Elokus are you bringing down? You're bringing down the level of Arich, not Atik. Because Atik is removed from that.
Atik is Pintaliyit?
Should
have nothing.
Relatively speaking. Everything is relative.
What about Shukar Abenu, desire?
That's Ratzin.
That's Ratzin.
Ratzin is desire.
Why should
I want something.
Why should Ratzin only activate Seichel? It should also activate emotions.
It does. It does.
So you could skip
Ratzin Seichel activate.
It could arouse emotions. If I have Ratzin for something, I could start liking it.
Yes, stupid people have Ratzin too.
Yeah, I mean, Ratzin could arouse all the 10 spheres.
Ratzin arouses Seichel and Midas.
Right. And action. And obviously action.
But sometimes, why do you have a will to something? Because you love it. So the Ava is, it's like a catch 22
right.
Situation.
Yeah.
Ratzin creates Ava, Ava creates Ratzin, and therefore you get all that catch 22.
Or Gvura creates Ratzin.
Everything.
And Ratzin could affect action directly. I mean, it could never supersede, skip.
It could skip Seichel and Midas.
It could.
Kabbalah Seichel is what? I want to do something, it doesn't make sense.
And
I don't want to do it. I'm doing it anyway. That means Kabbalah Seichel, the Ratzin of Kabbalah Seichel skips Seichel and Midas.
And Taino could also.
Because therefore it's unlimited. Because once you stick Seichel in there, in the equation, then based on your intellect, it's limited based on how much intellect you have.
Kal v'chomer, the Tainuk could do the same thing.
The what?
Tainuk could do the same thing.
Tainuk is removed from it, though. It's atik. It's removed from it, really. You don't want anything. It's within you.
It's even more powerful.
It is. It's the essence.
Is Ratzon more inclined to the right because it means drawing towards something as opposed to the left, to drawing away from something?
Why is left away from something?
Kavura.
It's not away from something.
Kavura is away.
No, not necessarily. Ratzon is not right or left. Ratzon is in the middle. It has the power. You want to do something, you do it better than if you don't want to do it.
Tainuk can affect Ratzon?
Indirectly.
So Ratzon, you said Ratzon has to do with chutz and
Tainuk. Ratzon means, correct. That's why the lower level of Kesed that's connected to world is called willpower.
I can't have any Ratzon for myself that affects.
Ratzon means I want what? I want something. That means I'm drawn to that thing I want. Whatever the wanting is.
Tainuk also?
Tainuk, no. Something gives you Tainuk, but Tainuk is not that you're drawn to it. Tainuk is something you enjoy personally. Okay, enough hacking at Tainuk. Let's go. What?
Where does Ratzon come from?
Willpower? Where does Chochmah come from?
Hashem.
I mean, everything comes from Hashem. I'm saying, but the person, you have a will, you want something? I don't mean a will.
Where
does the will, there's a relative.
How do I want that thing? How that desire of me wanting that thing come from?
Where do you get from? Hashem gives it to you. That people don't want.
It's a power in the soul.
That people don't want. Neshama can want. Because Neshama is not dead.
A lot of other outside factors affect it too, like peer pressure and environment.
Ratzon could come from positive Ratzon, negative Ratzon. You could want something negative also. You could want something dangerous. It's not necessarily only good. There's Ratzon of Nefesh HaBamis also. Just like the Seichel Amidus and Nefesh HaBamis. There's Ratzon of Nefesh HaBamis too. Nefesh HaBamis also wants things. Okay.
Thanks for coming.